Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my good friend and colleague, Jeremy Zakas. Jeremy and I have known each other for almost 25 years. We started in the War on Terror, and now we're just terrorized by creatures. However, Jeremy's teaching me cricket, and this is the fun part of the conversation, because I've learned enough to follow Jeremy's argument that Australia is undergoing an odd transformation. After being world champions with Test cricket, world champions, that is played one day. It's a T50. It played in front of 50 or 60,000 screaming, excited, thrilled fans. In this instance, it was in India. And winning with regular cricket, you know, the spin bowling and defensive plays, brilliant defensive plays, dashing, throwing their bodies around for 5 or 6 hours. There's a suggestion that it's not good enough for them. What's going on, Jeremy?
Well, John, what's going on with the Australian cricket is a good question, because what's happened this week is, and sorry, let me put it in context too. We're in a slow part of the year for cricket in Australia, just because the Northern and Southern Hemisphere schedules are kind of have a slow period. So what's happening now is here in Australia, and the same in England and elsewhere in the world, where basically all our teams are being reset. So a lot of contracts are being renewed for our professional players, but also a lot of new selections are being made for our cricket teams for the year ahead. So the Australian international cricket team is being selected now. Often what happens is the most players tend to get their contracts renewed unless they're actually retiring, and some new players come in. But in the Australian team, the most interesting thing is that a number of fairly new players that were expected to have their contracts renewed did not. And in fact, what happened is players that play a slightly different style were brought in. And I'll tell you what that style is. It's basically the players that have now got a contract for this coming year are the ones that are spin bowlers, are the ones that play traditional cricket. They bat conservatively, they play the long game, and they play truly what cricket is all about over, say, five-day series, and they do it very well. But what's happened is that we've now got four new players in particular that have been selected for the year ahead that are fast-paced men, as they call it. So they bowl very quickly, they hit fairly aggressively, and they tend to be a very, I guess, short burn type of cricket player in any match, because they use so much energy and they actually take more risk than normal that they'll either get out or they'll make a lot of runs really quickly and then get out pretty quickly after that. So if this sounds familiar, John, it's actually very similar to the characteristics of a baseball player. And this is why, in some ways, I'm feeling a little bit sort of worried about the Australian team, because it actually looks like they're now starting to follow the British lead and looking to take on some of the aspects of baseball. But this is early days. We haven't seen the rest of the selection for the international team, but I truly am worried. It sounds like we're preparing ourselves to become a baseball team.
All right, now baseball. Define baseball.
Yes, baseball. Sorry, I should take it back. Baseball is a very aggressive, quick style of cricket, with the theory being that you basically shock and awe your opponent in the early parts of the long cricket test by playing a very fast style of bowling. So you bowl very quickly to the batsman of the other team. Or then when you're batting, you basically hit the ball so hard and aggressively and take risks that you put fear in the other team, because the other team doesn't quite know how you're going to play for the rest of the game. Because cricket, especially when it's a five-day test, you can imagine is very strategic. So you get your fast-paced bowlers and your fast-paced batters out fairly early and spread them across the rest of the test fairly evenly. Or sometimes you may need to bring them up front really early to basically counter this baseball style of cricket, which means you don't have them for the last part of the game, which can lend yourself to be open to maybe some more fast-paced cricketers that will come in later from the other team. So what actually is happening is that baseball is causing, I guess, many of these teams, especially now it looks like Australia, that bring in players that can actually play a very aggressive style of cricket, whereas before it would have been absolutely sufficient to have a whole team full of, I guess you could say, more conservative, more strategic players who didn't know how to play fast and furiously. So, you know what, I think even if baseball hasn't worked and even if the Poms, the Brits, you know, they haven't been able to sort of win a game with it, they may have actually influenced the way we play cricket, because I can see that while we may not absolutely switch over to baseball in the Australian side, I think we're going to have some little segments and components within our international cricket teams that actually can bring baseball out when they need it. So a very aggressive style of cricket when we need it. So, you know what, as much as we like to poke fun at the Brits and, you know, say that the baseball experiment has failed, I'm wondering if it's actually made cricket more interesting. So, you know, the Australian team may have just shown that we will follow the lead, but hey, it's a whole new cricket season. Who knows?
The Australian Associated Press has picked up a story that Jeremy says is impressive. And I go along with it because this is a T20 game, which is all new to me. It was played in India. What do you like? What is remarkable about this? Because everybody's excited, Jeremy.
Well, the most remarkable thing here, John, was the actual score, because the scores in T20 are normally pretty good. They, you know, you normally get 400 or 500 or so runs, but in this particular game, they managed to score 523 runs plus during the space of only 20 innings, basically, and 20 overs. And an over is basically when six balls are bowled to the batter. So to actually score over 520 runs means that at some point during every single over through that 20 overs, somebody had to hit a six. And a six is when you hit the ball over the fence, which, you know what, it does sound easy. It sounds like, you know, you've just got to get onto the ball and get it over quickly. But when you're playing T20, the bowlers are also playing a short game too, which means the balls are often harder to hit because they're much faster, much more furious, because nobody has to worry about their arms and playing, say, a 50-over test, because, you know what, they can get it done in 20. But to hit 520 mathematically is astounding, which meant that entire team was actually able to make runs off of almost every single ball that they were given, which in cricket itself is an absolute feat of marvel, because in cricket, unlike baseball, where you do have to swing, otherwise you can be given a strike and eventually out, cricket, you can let balls go past, and quite often you need to pick what the bowler was doing. So, John, this was incredible, and I think I don't think there's any one reason why it happened. I think they were just purely a good team, and the other team wasn't bad at all. But, you know, 520 runs, I don't think we'll see that again anytime soon.
Jeremy, one more deal about baseball. If it is a compromise between Test cricket and baseball, would that upset the Australian fans? How traditional are your people?
Well, at the moment, we are traditional. So it may upset quite a few of them initially, but I do have to admit, I guess in some ways we have to come clean in that baseball may not be an entirely new British thing as well. If, for those who can remember, you remember back to the 1980s, Australian cricket actually had, I guess, an era where they didn't have exactly baseball, but we had something called bodyline, which was basically a very aggressive, very almost lethal, I guess you could say, series between Australia and England, where Australia actually perfected scaring the English side by bowling directly at the body of the British players when they were batting to scare them. But they did it in such a way that was very, very aggressive and kind of put them off kilter. So in some ways, I think that the older fans in Australia will probably recognise that bodyline and baseball have a lot of similarities. It's just maybe less dangerous in some way to play baseball, because bodyline, you actually tried to hit the head of the player. But I think in some ways it may, you know, for the older fans, you know, be a full cycle thing. They may actually see the value in doing this. But I think in some ways, if we do go down the baseball way, most of the fans will pretty much have something to say about that and won't support it. But you know what? The makeup, the fact that there's only a small cadre at the moment tells me that I think we're about to head into an Australian team that while they're going to play traditionally, they will be able to step on the gas when they need it. And I think that's exactly the strategy that we need. So I'm really excited for this next season coming up.
Jeremy Zachas with his bins turned around, a shovel ready just in case on Easter morning. We thank him very much for a terrific report about the snake assaults being launched at the people of Australia by these cute little guys who hatch out of eggs and turn into aggressors. This is the Friends Vister Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.